welcome to episode 3 of We Love Naps podcast by longtime friends about whatever we want. My name is Chris. I'm here with
Dude
and
Adam.
Adam back from episode 1. All right, we are here. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for listening. And if this is your first episode listening to, well, then you're 2 behind and you should get caught up.
For real.
The second one sucked.
Because
I wasn't there.
So
hey, you was mentioned. That's all matters.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, we brought you up. We longed for you. Oh, yeah. That should count.
Oh, wow.
For something.
You longed for me.
We longed for you.
I sure did for you. Sorry.
The beer we are having today is Omission.
Oh, I thought it was Omission.
Omission.
I think it's Omission.
Omission.
Because it says it isn't just what we took out, it's what we left in. Like the omission, like...
They omitted something.
Yeah, they omitted something.
Nice.
So, yeah, there's a picture of, like, the...
A magnet, like...
Pulling the O.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a handcrafted pale ale.
Brewed in Portland, Oregon.
Another state.
Very yeah. Nice.
It's a pretty nice bottle with, like, a light blue label. It was fairly attractive in the thing, and I'd never drank one before, so I picked it up. Because last time we had a pretty rough beer, so I thought a pale ale would be a little more pleasant this time. Well, last time it was Christmas beer, right?
Christmas ale,
last
yeah.
Last time I was here.
Last Christmas time sale. Was Christmas ale, but then episode 2 was some type of coffee chocolate stout that Derek brought, and it was...
Yeah.
It was
no, we had the chocolate if we ever need it, but we drank the coffee.
Was it the coffee? Okay. Yeah. It was terrible. Yeah. It was absolutely... of the 3 we've done, this is by far the best. Absolutely the
it's
best.
It's not like Christmas.
Christmas wasn't
Christmas
bad.
Was better, or as good as this, I think.
I think this is better than the Christmas. Christmas wasn't horrible, but...
Christmas wasn't horrible. It was...
Like St. Nick's dick.
I mean, after like 1.5 Christmas ales, it was all right. But this might be the same way. I mean, I might have to have another 1.5.
Well, if you open it up, it's like... It's mildly hoppy, but it's not bad. It's just it's got a good solid taste, and it's not like overpowering. It doesn't leave a bitter taste in your mouth. It's almost kind of woody to me. Like
yeah, it's I, a little agree, bit, I agree with that. Yeah.
And it's good. It's not like that. Like oh man, that tastes like wood. I mean, it's a good solid beer. I feel like I could drink, and it's not really like it doesn't. It's not filling. It's kind of you know. It's something I could drink. You know, 6 or 8 of, and not have a problem. Like with a stout, you drink 1 or 2, and you're full, and so. I like it. It's one of the best craft beers I've had in a while. So.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree. More
makes sense.
One that you can have multiples of instead of just I have one and it's a meal.
Yeah, and it's not like it's not
sounds like it's one beer I had last week.
And it's not like a dessert beer either. Like a Hefeweizen for me is like a dessert beer. You know, like I want to have it after a meal because it's kind of sweet and you know, on a 1 to 10, I would give this an 8.5.
I could agree with that. Although I don't agree with people saying this is a dessert this and a dessert that, because to me, that's saying it takes the place of dessert, and I will not have that in my life.
Hell yeah.
Well, I don't do dessert anyway.
The only thing I would say, this is my dessert cake, because it's a lot different. It's a lot different than my appetizer cake or the cake I had as the main course.
Well, yeah. Well, see, I can drink.
I've had main course cake. It was awesome.
Just have cake.
Well, see, I'm the same way except for with beer. I can have this is my... appetizer beer, and then I have my main course beer, and then a dessert beer.
Yeah, but I don't know if anything takes the place of pie in my life, so
well,
I'm a big fan of pie.
I'm a big fan of beer, not so much a pie.
You don't like pie?
Pumpkin pie. But
that's what he never said.
Only occasionally.
Pumpkin pie is great.
Pumpkin pie is good. It's my favorite, but I only just generally one time a year, Thanksgiving.
Oh, man. See,
I'm not a pie guy.
Pumpkin pie, peanut butter.
Oh, no. Derby pie.
No,
yeah,
don't like derby pie.
Love.
Pecan's my favorite.
That and chess.
I love Ooh, how you. I love like how chess pie. Yeah. You can tell what part of the state or part of the country you're from because you said pecan.
Pecan.
Yeah, not pecan.
Pecan.
You know, I've never heard anybody from around here say pecan.
Really?
Usually, I heard pecan.
Really?
Well,
my mom's from Evanston County. She says pecan.
I got used to saying it just because I would get in trouble in middle school. My mom would be like, "What'd you get in trouble for?" I say, "Pecan in the girls' locker room."
Yeah.
Touch.
Don't lie. You were in there cleaning.
Aww. Oh. Darn Hispanic jokes.
Actually, I didn't mean that for a Hispanic Whoa. Joke. I just meant for a poor person joke.
I know. I meant it as this Hispanic joke.
That's how I didn't say you were in there mowing the grass or building a deck. Oh.
This is where this is the part of the podcast that gets real racist.
Oh,
coming to you real racist real quick. 105.9.
Oh. Actually, it should be the WKKK.
My lord.
97.3 nice. WKKK.
The all racist all the time.
Klan Station.
Oh, that is horrible. That is absolutely horrible. People are going to think we're like three white supremacists that sit around and do a podcast.
I know, and we couldn't be any farther from that.
But what's funny is I'm sure there is a podcast. I mean, there's a podcast for everything, so yeah. I'm sure there is a supremacist podcast.
Yeah,
I've been watching Jerry Springer episodes where they're like talking to the KKK is awesome.
You do realize that's all scripted, though.
Oh, I know.
Like, it's all completely made up.
I'm thinking about going to New York just to watch it.
Oh, my gosh. I would want to, if I went somewhere to go on a talk show, I'd want to go on one, like, where you could get shit, like Ellen.
Yes.
Where she gives shit away.
Or, like, it used to be Oprah's, like, you get a school.
Yeah, like Oprah back in the day.
Like, you get a school, you get a school, all you get old, a school. Like, what am I going to do with this?
That's
school?
One of my favorite so Dane Cook awesome. Bits. I love yes. that. It's such a good bit.
I know.
Dude, university.
Yeah.
Or University of Dude.
Yeah.
Everybody gets humpback. That's copyrighted by Dane Cook, by the way.
Yeah. Well, you know.
We're commenting on it, so it's completely legal.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
As long as you're commenting on it.
Okay.
And parroting in it.
Yeah. Okay.
You just can't try to pass it off as your own.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, it's one of his. It's one of his best ones. I love
just cite your stuff. Source. That's all that matters.
That was. We got that DVD. The live at the, he filled
live
the
at Madison first, Square Garden. Yeah,
Madison Square Garden. That's amazing for a comedian to fill out Madison Square Garden. That's like
very few have done it.
Yeah,
very few, but he did. And
a lot of people don't like him because they say he's the same jokes over and over. But I'm like, yeah, but it was fucking funny. So, yeah,
B&E.
Yeah.
So because a lot of people don't like him because he has a certain every comedian has a certain way about him, like
Will Ferrell.
Yeah,
he's
I mean,
the exact same person in every movie.
But I still love it.
That's true.
I still think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even some of the best that are out there right now, like right now, everybody considers Jerry Seinfeld one of the best ever. But he has a certain, his jokes and delivery are all a certain way, but mm-hmm. it doesn't take away from it.
I think you're about 10 years behind on that comment, though.
No, even still, I'm telling you, his stand-up is still amazing.
Yeah, well, you know, somebody that's pretty flexible in that arena, though, is if you take a look at Robin Williams. Like his film versus his stand-up, like his stand-up is nasty and hilarious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But in his films are totally different. You know, he still has the same energy, the same kind of energy. But you know, his stand-up is completely different from his.
Well, he's got a new show out, The Crazy Ones.
I haven't seen that. I don't watch TV.
It's a really good show. It's him and Sarah Michelle Gellar. They're good balance to each other.
Really?
Yeah, it's a really good show. It has made my DVR list.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
The list.
It is on my DVR list.
Okay.
And I watch a lot of TV, so to be able to be on it, that.
Yeah.
Very prestigious.
Yeah. It's a very prestigious
Actually,
list.
You said you watch a lot of TV. That means it's not prestigious.
No, but like, I'm if very it made selective.
It, but if it made it to my DVR list, which has nothing on it, then that would be prestigious because I literally don't watch any
No,
television.
I watch a lot of TV, so therefore I can judge and base.
Oh. Or you're just, okay.
Or I'm just
a He's an accredited source. That's the main thing.
Yeah,
you would know more about it than me. Do you want to get on to the news?
What do we got in the news?
Okay.
Who wants to go?
You go.
I'll go first. This is actually, I'm going to read it, but this is a news story that a dude passed to me earlier before the podcast, and I think it's hilarious. And it's titled Oklahoma's Ten Commandments to Get a Sister Memorial from a Satanic Temple.
Yeah.
Apparently there was a satanic temple which performed a ritual to turn Fred Phelps' dead mother gay. Now they're back at work in Oklahoma. The satanic temple has filed papers to put up a memorial on state grounds next to the Ten Commandments display. They're doing so by citing the Oklahoma's religious display legislation signed into law in 2009. And they're pretty serious about it. Essentially, Oklahoma passed some law that you could put some kind of religious display on public grounds, which, you know, a lot of people feel like is a
violation
of the separation of church and state.
Exactly, yes.
But Oklahoma has a specific law saying you can do this.
Mm-hmm.
So this satanic temple is putting has offered to donate a public monument to Satan for Oklahoma City Capitol grounds, and according to the law, they have to put it on there.
Oh, I thought it was state capitol.
Yeah, it says the Capitol grounds. It just says Oklahoma City's Capitol grounds with the
Oklahoma City is the capital of Oklahoma.
Yes, well, so you know, and according to the law, they have to put it up there.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? They absolutely should. They opened the door for that to happen by passing the law saying you can have that, and you know. I can say personally, I would not want to see anything up there.
Yeah, I agree.
Give me the government shit. I don't really, honestly. I mean, it doesn't really matter. I don't know of anyone that actually goes to an actual public office like courthouse or anything to look at monuments. So I don't know of anybody. They could probably put it up there, and unless it's like, you know, like the devil from Tenacious D or something, like some crazy rocker
like
looking
horns and
unless it's something outrageous, I doubt anybody would actually even notice it. But I mean, if you know what's good for the goose is good for the gander, I mean, yeah, they open themselves up to it. So
absolutely,
I go on my state capitol to look the flower clock.
Well,
what,
you don't know our state capitol? They have a big old flower clock.
I mean, I've been to it several times.
Yeah, you know the big old clock that has flowers in it.
Okay,
yeah, I go to see that. It's pretty awesome.
Okay, anyway.
Wow. That is, are you serious? You really, you've drove all the way to Frankfurt to see that?
No.
Okay,
exactly. I was going to see other things, but it was, okay, it was a good story until, yeah.
It's a good story until you guys called out the validity of it.
Damn.
But yeah, so this the Church of Satan that was founded in 1966. You know,
same year Omen came out.
Same year what?
The Omen came out.
Oh, okay. I don't think it's only partially satirical. I think just based on the connotation of what they talk about in the article, it's kind of like to point out how ridiculous, you know, that some of this legislation is, and you know, hey, let's be real. It's the 21st century. You just have to be reasonable with this kind of stuff, and those real conservative states, it's kind of like a slap in the face for them. So, but I thought it was pretty interesting, and it's hilarious that there's going to be a Satan monument in Oklahoma City. And I have frequented Oklahoma City, and if I'm ever back there, I will definitely go to the Capitol grounds to see if there's a monument to Satan.
It would be fine.
I believe that as conservative as it is there, that they'll take away the one to prevent the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
is what
they'll have to revoke the legislation.
Yes. Or what I do see them doing is leaving it, saying no to the satanic one, and then it getting caught up in the law and the court for a very... Because something like that would take years to resolve.
You could take something like that all the way to the Supreme Court.
And they would have to. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be...
Unless they found a state Supreme Court that would... you know, stand up for the revoke the law, say it's unconstitutional.
I don't see
state Supreme Court only protects our own state constitution.
Yes.
I mean, it has to be, I mean, that's a violation of national constitution. It has to be the national Supreme Court.
Not necessarily, but it's a state law. It would have to go, before it goes to it'll have to go to the state Supreme Court first.
Because anytime you appeal, you always go to the next higher court to appeal. So I imagine.
I thought it would go to U.S. Circuit Court.
Well, I think before it goes to any federal court, it has to go through the state system. I mean, that process is, I'm sure, a lot faster, but it would still... I'm sure that they would purposely delay that.
Mm-hmm.
Just to the nature of the suit. But we can go into the next article. That was kind of interesting.
Okay, this one I got from the Daily Mail from United Kingdom.
Daily Mail.
This is from an Alabama man. He got arrested for sexually abusing a miniature horse.
Yeah. And I'm not surprised it's Alabama.
Yeah, it is. But
not surprised.
This dude actually went to this neighbor's barn, tied the miniature horse's tail, went to town on the horse, and just left the horse be. And the bad part is bestiality is legal in Alabama. So they couldn't get him for that.
Not surprised either about that.
They got him for animal abuse because the horse's tail was tied and they found like hairs and everything on like the barn and stuff like that. And
so they got him for animal cruelty.
Animal cruelty. He is out on bail for $4,000.
Wow.
You know what the most shocking part of that is? that he was able to come up with $4,000 for bail. That is the most shocking part of that story to me.
No, because if you a property, it's only 10%.
Oh.
Unless it's a cash bail.
And $400. I'm still surprised he came up with $400. That is the most shocking part of that story to me.
Yeah.
That is.
I mean, I'm not going to lie.
Wow.
That is true.
Wow. So, I don't even know how to. I don't even know how to. Like, I'm trying to visualize, and I can't just, like.
This guy's
got to be short, right? It's what I'm thinking. Like,
I mean, it's a miniature horse. I mean, it's going to be waist high. I mean, it's a short horse.
There are some miniature horses that are much shorter than that.
He's saying he's not some 6'5 guy.
Well, and you know, maybe he was drunk, and it kind of looked like his wife. I mean, there are women in Alabama that look.
You have a point.
Nice.
You have a point.
They're kind of hairy. I'm not, you know, say one way. And you know, a lot of them, those women use that horse mane and tail shampoo, and it could be smell the same, and vision blurred.
That is true.
We'll never get another listener from Alabama now. It'll be forever marked off.
You said another, like we had one to start
with. Well, yeah, no, that's true. Okay, point taken.
It's like, we'll never get another listener.
Actually, last time I checked, we were up to like 32, I think. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we went up to?
That's just your mom.
Awesome.
They bought 32 computers, so that it would be unique.
We was at 30, and we went up to 32.
Oh, okay. Well,
I finally started listening to it, so it went up to 31 then.
I got it on my iTunes and listened to the episode I wasn't there so that I could, you know, confidently say that it wasn't as good without me here.
Well, we're actually available now. We're in the iTunes store.
Yeah.
And we're also in the Windows Marketplace, formerly the Zune Marketplace.
Okay.
Huh. But we're also there. So
yeah. The Windows I was really surprised how easy it was to find in the iTunes. Like it was.
Yeah, you just search for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're right there.
I was like, that's me right there.
And surprisingly, it's a lot easier to get your podcast in iTunes than it is in the Windows Marketplace.
Yeah.
The Windows Marketplace took me a while. The iTunes one, 2 days.
Yeah.
I mean, their process is so much more streamlined.
Oh.
You know, yeah. Windows, when you have to, like, follow this guy on Twitter, and then you have to private message him, and, it's ridiculous. It's like this one guy on Twitter that's doing it all.
You remember the first Blade movie, right?
Yeah.
You remember the really fat vampire that was the record keeper?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy who runs the Windows. He's just like, oh, give me a Twitter feed.
Put your podcast on.
Follow me on Twitter.
No, that's what it. I mean, that's what it was. And I was like, man, this is such a weird process. To where iTunes, there's just a little thing in iTunes where you just copy and paste your information, and there it goes.
Yeah, they've got an iRobot from that Will Smith movie doing the iTunes store, while the fat vampire or Jabba the Hutt is running the Windows Media Store. So
I love how fictitious movie characters are running these empires in your mind.
Yeah, you know,
the Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, you really have just developed in these movies that you really think they're running your day to day life.
Well, yeah, I mean, that gets me through, because if I thought that there was a person on the other side of that screen, I would want to punch them. But if it's like this fictitious fat person who can't get up to go like bathe or. Then I can kind of feel sorry for him a little bit.
Do you think your deliveries, like whenever you order something online and you get overnight shipping, it's like Burt Reynolds?
Yeah, Smoking the Bandit is definitely
bringing it to you.
Yeah, and when I drank Coors Light, it came from that Smoking the Bandit. Like, it was delivered off that truck. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be better. Like, Burt Reynolds? Are you delivering me beer?
That would be awesome.
Speaking of delivery, this will be
commercial.
This is actually in the news. Where Amazon announced that in 5 years, they're wanting to have 30-minute delivery via air drone.
Yeah, I read about that, I think that'll never happen, because just the technology's not quite there, which it's awesome. But there's a company in California, I think Los Angeles, that's a burrito place that currently delivers burritos via airdrop. They have like model planes, and the burritos are in a basket with a parachute, and that you have to like stand in a. There's certain like delivery points.
No.
Yes, and it's like burrito.
That is awesome.
It's like burrito drop or something like that, and it's functioning today. Like I saw a video, it was probably last year of that, and it may not still be functioning, but they were delivering burritos via airdrop, you know, at least a year ago, which is awesome. The whole drone capabilities and stuff has really come a long way, but
yeah.
I'm not sure we're there yet. I think the closest folks Google just bought Boston Dynamics, which is the, if you've ever seen the robot dog, the military contract that they did for a long time, that was like a, it's like a horse, like a pack mule that can like run, you like kick it and it won't fall over and stuff like that. Hmm. If you look it up online, Boston Dynamics, and Google just bought them. So I think the first person, the first company that will be able to provide delivery via drone will be Google, in that land-based pack mule.
I don't know. Amazon's got a lot of capital to work with, though.
They do. But
they seem pretty confident that they would.
But I think Amazon has got a great business model, but it's not a business model for rapid development like Google's is. Google's has that try hard, fail fast model where they'll like try new things and they'll put them out there. And whether they're successful or not, it doesn't really matter. They're
well, then where's my Google car that drives itself? Because I'm still waiting on it.
They
where the hell's my jetpack?
They made the prototype, but they just don't have it licensed. It's not licensed by the Department of Transportation because, you know, they don't trust it. And you can't blame them for that. It's new technology.
I can blame them for it. Well, I want a car that drives itself where I don't have to because I hate driving. But I hate driving anywhere.
Yeah, well.
Even the gas station across the street would piss me off to drive to.
Well, you just had a daughter. Just wait 16 years and she can drive you everywhere.
That's a long time to wait. I think Google will be fast. If Google is not faster than me creating a whole person, if Google is not faster than the actual growth of a human being, something is wrong.
That's it. Fair enough.
Me and Google are in a race now to see who can get someone to drive me around, them or me. They're going the technology route. I'm going the organic route.
Okay.
We'll see which one gets there first.
Chris versus Google.
This is it.
Driver challenge.
You've heard it here. This is the me versus Google driver challenge to see who I can get to drive me home late at night from bars.
Hey, wait. No. Because, and you have to consider, too, like, you could technically have your daughter drive you at, like, 12 or 13. It just wouldn't be legal. And Google could technically have the car drive at some point and it not be legal. So we
have to have the terms of this mean legal.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go with that. It has to be a legal way.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're technology versus organic. Yeah. We'll see who wins in the battle to the death.
Well, I guarantee you Google's will be safer because a 16-year-old girl will wreck you.
I've already said that there will be a student driver tag on the back of the car.
Yeah.
There will be no question.
Yeah.
Because I'm not gonna lie. When I see those out on the highway, if I see like student driver on there, I give it a wide berth.
Yeah,
I do. Mm-hmm. Now the baby on board stickers, I just laugh at. But student driver, I'm like, ooh shit, give this bitch a wide berth. Yep. She is crazy.
That is true.
But yeah, I don't know. I just think there's something fascinating about ordering something online and have it within a half hour. You know?
Oh, dude, that would be amazing. That would just. And that everything's just getting faster all the time. Like, how do we get things faster? How do we, you know, make things faster? 3D printing. How do we, you know,
we
make
live in the instant? Now. Yeah. I want it now.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's really cool, but at the same time, it's like, you know.
Dude,
I
would just print a love liver now. It's awesome.
Hmm?
They can print a liver now.
Oh yeah, yeah. I saw that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been on Grey's Anatomy lately, TV show.
Oh god.
They've been using it. They're trying to do something veins.
Something veins medically.
Yeah, I don't know.
They take like a they can wash away the skin tissue from a donor organ and spray stem cells onto it and grow a new organ from that donor organ that is compatible with you because it's actually your skin cells. So like, there's no.
Rejection.
You don't take those.
Are you sure that's still not in the process? Because there's no way that's current approved, being mass marketed right now. Because otherwise, there would be no one on an organ transplant list.
No, I think the technology exists. I think they're still in testing. But I know the technology works because they used this similar thing for burn victims. The skin cells but the thing is, it still requires a donor organ. It's just there's not the compatibility problems.
I'm just waiting until they'll be able to just like get spare parts, like just print them out.
Yeah.
Just boom, up, here's your spare. I'm really hoping for liver.
Yeah, me too.
I'm really banking on that spare liver.
That's true. Yeah.
Really banking on the spare liver.
Yeah. I'm hoping for lungs myself, but it'd be all right.
Yeah.
I see. I stopped that habit.
I'm hoping for lungs myself. It'll be all right.
We'll be doing the podcast. You're back. Yeah, the line did not come through. Clearly, I was mistaken. Welcome to an episode of We Love Naps.
episode 437.
437.
I'll be like that in 437 episodes. That's sad.
I was gonna say, that's only like, you know, you keep a steady pace a couple years. Couple years, dude. That's all you're getting.
I'm hoping four, because 5, 10, 15, 20, actually 8 years from now, be 437. 8 or 9.
Well, you don't know at the rate at which we do. We might start pumping these things out. We might get hugely popular in Alabama and start pumping these things out, you know, 4 and 5 a week, man.
They might put us at this pace.
Yeah, they might put us on Fox News.
Oh.
Hey, there's money there. I'll be down with it. I'll be down with it. If we can make money off of it, I'll be down with
sell
it.
Out? Sell out? Chris, you're going to sell
you
out?
Let me tell you, you know,
if you're willing to sell a testicle for $50,
would you sell your integrity for a $5 million endorsement deal? And the answer is, well, hell yes, I would.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And I would do it for $5,000.
My integrity? What integrity?
Well, I'd like to point out, last episode you pointed out that you would sell your testicle for $10,000, was it?
Yeah, $10,000.
$10,000,
yeah. Absolutely would.
So,
no, $10,000. It would be more for that for me. I think.
No, $10,000 would be enough to do it for me.
Don't raise 35.
No.
35. I would definitely do it for 35,000. I'd take in one of those big shooter marbles that you get out of the bag. Like if you buy a bag of marbles, do kids still play with marbles?
No.
Okay. No.
You remember back marbles? Yeah. You remember there was always the big shooter one?
Madness.
I'd take that in there and be like, put this in there. You can take it.
Oh, they already have one made for you.
No. I want one. I want one left. If I'm giving one up, I want one left so it can be awesome. It would just be awesome because you could be like bolo someone like with it. Just like
bolo somebody.
You could like helicopter your nutsack.
It's like a sling David and Goliath.
Yeah.
My God. I got hit in the head with what? A testy.
Not both of them. Just one.
You could be a superhero with that power.
Yeah, you could.
Super testy.
Testy man.
I'm super testy. I'm super testy. What a great superpower. The everlong stretching sack.
Nut sack.
Yeah. Endless sack man.
Endless sack.
The scrotal warrior.
Oh, there it is. The scrotal warrior. Out there fighting crime day in and day out with his scrotum of justice.
The scrotum of justice.
The scrotum of justice.
Balls of...
They'll build monuments to it right next to the satanic ones. In Oklahoma. You would have to fight crime in Oklahoma.
Yeah, absolutely.
That,
yes.
To me, that seems like where the biggest need would be.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to, while we're on the subject of Oklahoma, I want to tell this story. I've probably told this story before to you guys, but I want to tell it for the podcast.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm in Oklahoma at a unnamed, very local, near a military installation. And it's Oklahoma, right? I mean, it's Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So I'm at this bar, and pretty hammered, and it's a country bar, right?
Why you got a country bar?
Because that's all there are in Oklahoma. You're in fucking Oklahoma.
Even in like Oklahoma City, like a bigger
city? There's like country bars and sound music bars. It's fucking Oklahoma.
Sound music bars?
I'm in the bathroom, and I'm pissing in the urinal. There's several urinals through there, and there's a guy 4 or 5 urinals down from me. He's pretty drunk too, but he's wearing like one of those flat bill hats. He's got a saggy jeans, you know, like he's a thug. And in the middle of this country bar, like the guys between me and him had cowboy hats on. Like that's the kind of place this is. And he's like, "You don't even know me. I'm from the streets of Oklahoma." And we're like, "Bro, there are no streets in Oklahoma. He's like, "You don't know." He like hits the mirror in the bar with a beer bottle like slam like
oh, this like,
yeah, and he's like, "I'm from the streets," and then all of a sudden like 3 or 4 cowboys like pick him up and take him away, like cowboy take me away kind of.
I would have played it on the jukebox. Yeah, I'd be like, hold up, play it. Okay, now you can take it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there are no streets in Oklahoma.
Well, they have a show now, Street Outlaws, based in Oklahoma, and they street race cars.
Oh, have you seen the show? I mean,
I've seen the show. I watch
There's
it.
A chain link fence, and the entire place. I mean, not a single car goes by. It's not straight racing.
I know. I mean, it's completely bullshit.
It's completely bullshit.
If they were really doing all this illegal stuff, that's what the shows like Moonshiners and stuff. They claim to be doing all this illegal stuff.
It's like yeah, that's video proof. You're like, going to jail.
You don't think the cops are just watching that going, okay. Actually, that happened in Kentucky recently.
It was in Northern Kentucky.
I read the article on the news this week.
What was it, meth dealer? Or?
It was on part of Kentucky that's technically considered like part of Cincinnati as well, right on the other side of the water there. They
Louisville?
Yeah, they were doing a – MTV was doing a True Life.
Kent Boone
County. Were addicted to some type of drugs or whatever. And anyway, the sheriff of the county that this was in saw the video and arrested the people involved.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, well, that's what you get for putting it on TV. You know, that's just, I call that common sense.
Makes sense.
But yeah, I thought it was interesting. You would think with these shows like Moonshiners and Street Outlaws, of all these people doing all these illegal activities, somebody would look and go, in my house, let's go arrest those.
That would make sense.
Those them.
You would think.
These are not twist offs, I think.
No, they're not.
No, they are not.
Yeah.
Took me about 5 minutes to get one off. That's what he said.
Nah.
All right, back to the
5 minutes. That's an awful long time. That's awful long time. Nah, I'm just
playing. 7 minutes
would
be long. 7 minutes would be a long time. That's what he said.
Where's the bottle
opener? It's in the next drawer to the right.
We're editing this part out, right?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
It's good. It shows the
that we're actually getting beer while we're talking.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious. These old missions, pretty good.
Oh, I'm telling you, I'm quite a fan. Thank you, sir.
I caught the end of a show the other night, and I can't remember what it was called.
We Love Naps?
No.
It's a fairly popular one.
That's a pretty popular show.
Huge in the state of Alabama.
Huge.
At least a half a person watches it in Alabama.
At least a half. Well, they have to watch it at the public library because they don't have their own computer at home.
Oh.
They only watch like a quarter of an episode, so we'll call it a half person.
Man, you in Alabama, you are killing them.
My Lord.
Prison changed you.
It was a show. There was celebrities on a couch, and they were answering questions, and I can't
celebrity
remember.
Rehab?
celebrity roast? No. Say again? Yes, it's with Jane Lynch, and it was. Fuck,
oh, yeah, by the way,
they playing
fact checker. They're just in the back.
Celebrity game night.
Celebrity game night, celebrity and it was like mostly game. The cast of SNL, and they're all getting hammered, and I'm like, what kind of show where I can go and just get hammered and talk? And be famous, and then I was like, wait, I already do that.
Yes, we do that.
But they were pretty hammered.
I've seen the show a couple times, yeah. But there's always like one regular person that's the captain of each team,
yeah.
And then they have a team of celebrities with them. I was like, I'd be worried I'd get, because I'm real competitive anyway, so
yeah.
I'd get some dumb celebrity, I'd be like, you fucking dumb bitch.
Makes sense.
They give me somebody like
Pauly fucking Shore. Like, oh, God.
You'd have Pauly Shore, Marilyn Manson, and freaking Mick Jagger. You see your old team would be like,
Keith Richards. Oh, the Keith Richards is on there.
The other team would be the cast of
Big Bang Theory.
You'd be like, God damn it.
Damn.
How did I pick this team?
No, yeah, because actually, the one chick on Big Bang Theory actually is a doctor in neuroscience.
Yeah.
Which one?
Amy Farrah Fowler.
She is.
Mm-hmm. Mayan, and I can't say her last name, Bialik, I think. But she actually, because she starred in Blossom when she was younger.
Yeah.
And then once she kind of got out of the spotlight, she actually went to college. She wound up getting a doctorate in neuroscience.
Your mom goes to college.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, she got currently? She's pretty fun.
Yeah.
No wonder she keeps calling asking me questions. Mom, study.
It's in the book. It's in page 3.
Look it up yourself.
I've been there.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not doing this for you.
I'm not doing your homework. Yeah. I did your homework for you. No, you didn't.
You didn't.
I birthed you.
But yeah, she's actually got a doctorate. And I follow her on Twitter. Danica McKellar, I think is the way you say her name.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy in the Wonder Years.
Oh, okay.
She actually has a doctorate too.
She's I thought she had a master's in math.
I think she's got a doctorate. Or it might be a master's. Anyway, she's like a real math guru. She has like all these math books out that teach your kids how to do math and stuff now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Instead of like teaching your kids how to poof up their hair and become orange and...
I said it's crazy. You see some child stars that go on and they do these great things and education, and then you see others who, well... You
know. Have reality shows and are degradation to the rest of society.
Yeah, Celebrity Rehab. Yeah. True. Celebrity Rehab was probably 70% child stars turned into drug addicts.
Yeah.
I watched one episode, and I remember seeing... the one kid from Baywatch that played Hobie,
mm-hmm.
he was on there. Apparently, he got it really into steroids real bad.
But you know what, though? If somebody, if at 18, somebody had given me $10 million, I would not have lived to be 19.
Really?
No, I would have. It would have been a very Charlie Sheen year.
Wow.
I don't know. I'd say my year would have been 22.
I would not have made 19.
18, I would have made 19, but 22, I wouldn't have made it.
Oh, at 21, I wouldn't have made it to 21 in 2 months.
Pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I guess there is something to say to give someone that irresponsible
that amount of money. Yeah.
But then on the flip side, how do the ones wind up going to college and getting doctorates and masters?
Well, they probably have responsible adult figures who, like, you know, teach them responsibility as they grow older.
But if they're 18, I mean, parent really can't.
Yeah, but
they're a full-fledged adult.
Well, I mean, but the thing is, like, if you have parents who are used to having money and know how to handle that responsibly, then you're more likely to succeed as opposed to you both grew up in a trailer. And
okay, talking about parents that had money growing up.
It's parents
that brings
respect.
Me to a story that I wanted to bring up. I'm glad you brought that up because this is something that's really been bugging me for the past week and a half, 2 weeks. I can't remember. But as soon as I heard the story, I was like, we got to talk about this on podcast because it pisses me off. Makes me angry to no end. Did you hear about the teenager in Texas? The affluenza defense? Basically, here's the story.
Yes.
Basically, he was with some of his friends. They were drinking underage. His kids, he's 16, 17, 15, somewhere around in there.
No, I thought he was like 18.
He's a higher-end teenager. I know that. He's on the higher end of as teenagers go.
Well, he had his license, so he was 16-plus.
So him and his friends get in a truck. And driving hammered, they had stole beer from a grocery store, and they were driving to get more, steal more. And they run in and kill 4 people while drunk.
Yep.
How much jail time does this kid get, you ask? If you haven't heard the story, which... If you haven't heard it, you've got to be living under a rock or something. It's been everywhere. How much jail time does this kid get? Dude, you want to take a guess?
I would say at least 20 years.
He killed 4 people.
4 people.
Drunk.
0
underage.
Years.
0 years. 10 years probation.
1 year in a rehab facility that his parents pay for and is a fucking health clinic. I mean, like
in California. Like, in sunny California.
Yeah, it's nicer than most people's homes.
Okay, what state did this happen in?
Texas.
Texas, okay.
You would think Texas, the state...
Would kill him back.
That would kill them back.
Would kill them back.
I mean, is this child a Bush or something?
No, this is what...
I mean, who is this kid?
He's a very rich white kid.
Okay.
Very rich white kid. The defense was the affluenza defense, and apparently it's been used before, but the whole concept of the defense is he was raised with so much money that his parents were never able to teach him consequences of his actions.
Yes, that's the defense.
That's the defense. I cannot know the consequence of my actions, therefore...
Because I've never been held accountable before.
So therefore, you can't hold me accountable now. Probation.
Are you freaking
kidding
me?
To me, this infuriates me beyond belief.
Yeah, and what's worse is, like, the exact same judge had sentenced a younger black male for an assault charge for 7 years of hard time. Like, this kid was like 15, punched some other kid, and went to jail for 7 years. And then this kid is rich and white, kills 4 people, and gets probation.
You know, and now granted, I'm not one to say...
I'm sorry, I'm pretty pissed off right now.
Yeah. It is. It's so fucking stupid. Like, there's nowhere that I believe that the kid actually set out to go kill 4 people.
Yes.
I'm not... Not saying that at all. I'm sure it was a mistake on his part, but there are people that go to jail for manslaughter for drinking and driving. It happens all the time.
Yeah, regardless of what his intent was, it was his fault.
Yes, it was direct. Those deaths were directly caused by him.
Yes, he was drinking and driving,
and they were the direct result of that. So therefore, now I'm not saying they should have executed him, or I'm not even saying they should have gave him life in prison. However, he should have done some time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whether it had been in a juvenile facility till he was 18 and then transferred to adult, this whole probation thing infuriates me. And there's no doubt in my mind, if he had been a black kid, a Hispanic kid,
they would have tried him as adult and sent him to for life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not a doubt in my mind.
That is true.
In that state. And, it infuriates me to no end to this state that's so, Texas is so pro-life, they say, that they did the whole, taking away all the female rights and everything. They're so pro-life, except for the kid that takes four of them.
Yeah.
If you're going to claim to be the pro-life state like they do, then you need to punish someone that takes it.
Sorry. Well, and they're pro-life, but pro-death penalty, right? So, don't kill anybody or we'll kill you back.
Yeah.
Unless you're a rich white kid.
Unless you're a rich white kid.
In which case, you get off. Mm-hmm. And regardless of this kid needs to be punished or this kid doesn't need to be punished, when you do something like this, it sends a concise, clear message that if you are rich, you get away with things.
The rules do not apply to you.
True. Yes. I mean, regardless of whether the kid deserves what the kid deserves, it says out loud, open to everyone in the world, if you're rich, you get away with things.
Yeah. Like, money will get you out of this. And to me, if he never learned consequences, this is definitely not the way to teach him. Giving him no consequences.
But my parents got a lot of money. I can drink and drive and kill a million people. It doesn't matter because, I have affluenza. If you want to see something, dude, you want to see something that really pisses you off, Wolf Blitzer did an interview with his clinical psychologist that he's working with, and even the clinical psychologist won't even admit out loud that he killed anybody. He said, well, he was driving and they died. It's like, yeah, he was driving. He killed them. Well, no, it's not like that. They just died.
The car he was driving killed them.
No.
He didn't actually.
No, he won't even say killed. He just says they died. Then this is the clinical psychologist that's just supposed to be rehabilitating.
Just because the car takes off in that direction has no effect on his drunk ass, right?
Yeah. The clinical psychologist that is currently even treating this kid for his probationary period will not admit out loud, much less make this kid atone for killing these people.
Was this a state-appointed one or something parents?
This is the parents.
There's nothing state-appointed about them. They have so much money. Apparently they're old oil money. I think is what I read. I think it's what I read. That they're old oil money and that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But on the other hand, I do have his attorney on speed dial.
Just in case I'm driving right now.
Just in case. You never know.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
But yeah, it infuriated me to no end. And I was like, I've got to talk about that on the podcast.
Yeah. It's outrageous, really.
Yes, completely, completely outrageous. To me, this is up there with. Some of the horrible legal mistakes of our time.
Yeah.
I think this will be looked back on years from now and be like, wow, that was a failure of the justice system.
Yeah.
And like you, for a state to be such pro-life, there's an awful lot of killing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what's funny is I see this being a story where some family member of those people he kills just goes nuts and kills the kid. And then spends 20 years in jail. Like, you killed the kid who killed four people and didn't spend any time, and you're going to spend 20 years in jail.
Oh, what a twist that would be. If one of the family members just sitting around brewing, he's seeing it on CNN all day, and he's just stewing, and then all of a sudden he goes, takes that flight to California.
And just pops the kid.
Just pops the fucking
kid. And tries to use the temporary insanity plea, and they're like, nope, and you're going to jail for 20 years.
Oh. What a crazy twist.
I'm calling it. If it happens, you heard it here first. We love Naps.
That should be written down as a screenplay. They make that into a movie.
Oh, that's a Law and Order. That's a Law and Order episode. I'm telling you.
Law and Order episode.
No, that's not SVU, but it's regular Law and Order.
Yeah.
I like it.
Chung chung.
Yeah. Chung chung. Yeah. Bum 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 bum. I have determined, though, I don't watch TV much, but I flip through it occasionally, and my wife likes to watch it. And at any given time, on any given day, there is an episode of Law and Order on some channel.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, at any time of day, there is, like, 24 hours a day, some channel, you can find Law and Order.
I do not doubt that one bit.
Yeah.
Not one bit whatsoever.
And that's okay with me.
My wife says that about the Kevin Costner movie, The Postman.
Yeah.
Because I love to watch it so much. And everybody hates that string of Kevin Costner movies.
Why?
When
that was
he
a
did
good movie.
Waterworld.
That was good.
Postman. I know. I love them. But everybody hates those movies. They're like, oh, he was so terrible. No. Something about them, I love them. I absolutely love them. Something about just simplistic, just good times watching.
Makes sense.
Yeah, any of those post-apocalyptic type films give you that sense of like simplicity and like, hey, you know, back when life was more about survival and less about like climbing the corporate ladder and all these complicated, you know, social interactions and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, the basis of any post-apocalyptic movie is going to be things are really bad now. What can we do to try to get to what used to be normal that you, the viewer, is living in now.
Yeah.
That's going to be the storyline of just, you know, 99% of them all.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy the storyline.
Yeah,
it could just be the fact that I enjoy that.
I think that's part of the two big things that, like, in the zombie phenomenon is that everyone wants to kill someone with no consequences, zombies, and everyone wants to live in a post-apocalyptic world where things are simpler and it's all about just surviving day to day, that you don't have to deal with the complexities of your current day life. Because everyone's like, oh, my life is so complicated and hard. And, you know, if I just had to make it and all I had to do was worry about these small few things, it would be easier. And they want to be able to kill people in zombies.
All I had to worry about were these crazy people that ate the flesh.
No, I'm telling you, it's an inner desire to make your life simpler. And in a post-apocalyptic world, all you got to do is eat, sleep, and survive, right? I'm telling you, it's
because... In other words, the affluenza defense.
Yes.
For real.
I want to kill people and have no consequences whatsoever.
The affluenza defense.
You can start a zombie apocalypse or have lots of money.
Either way, you can kill people with no consequences. Either wait for the apocalypse or have lots of money in Texas.
Yeah.
I like it. Now, do you think if it had been a black kid whose family had lots of money?
Nope. He would have been...
Not in Texas.
Not in Texas, yeah.
He still would have done jail time.
Yeah, I think so. And this is coming from a white guy. I definitely, it would not have worked.
I think so, too. I think he would have done jail had he been a black kid.
Maybe.
Even if his family had lots of money and still tried the affluenza defense, I still think he would have got jail time.
Maybe in the Northeast that might have worked, but that whole affluenza might not have worked at all in the Northeast.
That is true.
I think it would matter less in everywhere else in the country, but I think... There it would matter.
To me, that just seems like defense attorneys are now just pulling shit out of the sky. Like, let's say he can't be held responsible because he never learned to be held responsible.
Well,
and I would have been like, okay, he does 5 years. The parents do 10 years for not teaching him responsibility.
And that's what I thought. That was my, like, second thought was, okay, well, we can't charge him. Let's charge the parents because they're responsible for not doing it. Like, okay, he's getting off, but that doesn't mean you can't. Negligence, you know,
child negligence.
Well, not child negligence, but like when you kill someone due to your own negligence,
manslaughter,
gross negligence or what? Yeah. Manslaughter or something, you know, charge the
something
parents.
Like 'cause that.
obviously it's not the kid's fault. So it's the parents' fault, right? Somebody
should be held accountable.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. I absolutely agree. Absolutely agree.
So, affluenza and zombie apocalypse. Same thing.
That's how we relate them.
Yep.
You heard it here, folks.
Yep.
Affluenza and zombie apocalypse.
Makes sense.
Not influenza. Maybe affluenza will turn you into a zombie. Like, everyone with a lot of money will turn into zombies so we can kill them with no consequence.
What a great day. times like that, I'm glad I'm poor.
Oh, shit. Is there, like, a tax bracket that we need to look at, or...?
I know my
it's
next
like over $1 million. If you make over $1 million, that's fair.
$250,000.
No, let's go with $1 million.
Yeah. Let's go with a million.
Cool.
Million cool.
Because we're going to be over $250,000.
Yeah, let's go with $1 million.
I was like, I might. So let's go with $1 million.
There's a chance. So,
there's a chance.
Before I die.
All right. So
going with inflation. Okay.
Yeah.
Inflation.
Yeah.
You know, when milk costs, you know, $365 a gallon. But god dang. You used to be able to buy an Xbox for that. Well, you can't anymore. I was trying to exaggerate and didn't exaggerate enough. All right, so before we wrap up here, that's the news. I'm glad I was able to get that off my chest.
Yeah,
makes sense.
We're going to try a new segment out called, what did we decide we're going to call it?
Shit You Didn't Know.
Shit You Did Not Know.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Shit You Did Not Know. Crazy, amazing facts.
Well, I'll be the judge of amazing. But.
Okay.
Yeah, me and Adam actually do know a lot. So
okay, well, I'll throw a couple at you, and you tell me amazing fact or dumb fact.
Okay. So hot or not?
Hot or not?
Hot or not?
We're gonna go hot or not. Is it a hot fact or a not fact?
Hot or not is not hot. I'll tell you that. I don't know if we should use hot or not
because I'm sure that's probably trademarked somewhere.
Yeah, it's definitely a site.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we don't.
Okay. Amazing fact or dumb fact?
Okay.
Amazing or dumb?
Okay.
When a male bee climaxes, he's getting it on, boom, his testicles explodes and they die.
Amazing.
That is an amazing fact.
I think so. Amazing fact.
And sad.
Yes. So, honestly, I would be a virgin. I don't know of any nut that would be worth dying for.
I would have just died at like 12. I didn't even know what I was doing the first time. I was like, oh my goodness.
That's true.
Involuntary suicide. Like, oh, this kind of feels nice. And then I died. Because that was like a stiff breeze at that point.
That brings a new definition of busting a nut, man.
Yeah.
That's just not right.
Yeah.
But yeah, amazing fact.
Amazing, yeah.
What else have you got?
Okay, so that we agree that one was amazing?
Amazing.
Okay.
Very amazing.
Amazing, yeah. Unanimously amazing.
Okay. The NASA Vehicle Assembly Building is so large, so long and tall, that it can have its own weather, including rain clouds. It's that huge.
But not its own budget.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Nice. Very nice.
I'm going to give that a 5.0 on the amazing scale.
That's, I was going to go 4.9, but yes.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean it's
not a dumb fact, but it's right. It's gonna be a 5. Like it's right in between amazing and dumb. I mean, it's interesting, not amazing.
Okay. Oh, here's one. Okay. Here's one you'll love. There are more fake flamingos in the world than real flamingos.
That's pretty much accepted.
That's a dumb fact.
Yeah.
Oh, damn,
it's a dumb fact.
Yeah, very dumb.
We've hit the spectrum now, at least.
Damn.
Yeah, we got like 1.0 on that one.
Yeah.
Maybe negative 1.0. I'm not for sure.
We're definitely in the dumb scale.
What do you think the leading, since time began, what is the number one cause of death?
Cause of death. Is stupidity a cause of death?
That's what I was thinking.
Hint. Affluenza is not on the list of choices.
Oh, really? Affluenza. No one has died from affluenza?
It's a recent thing. But
how about being killed by someone with affluenza?
Yeah.
Oh, because those don't count as deaths.
Infection?
Infection.
Ooh. I'm going to say, because that would be like, that would include like AIDS and everything. Yes. Yeah.
Half of all the humans who have ever lived have died from malaria.
Really?
Damn.
Wow. I was thinking like the Black Plague would be up there because it killed like half the planet at some point, right?
Yeah, but it was only like a few years.
It had just been probation.
Very nice.
Way to go.
Very nice.
Way to go. Jesus.
The Black Plague wasn't affluenza. The White Plague would just be affluenza.
But yeah.
My Lord. Nice. So the malaria. Wow.
Malaria. Wow. Which is crazy because if you think today, that only really exist in kind of third world countries, you know.
Yeah,
You don't actually see somebody in Alabama.
So technically, I was right and more right than his fact.
Yeah,
I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah.
Wow. So malaria. Okay. Okay. That's a. I'm gonna give that a 7 on the awesome
the amazing scale.
Okay. The amazing scale.
It's amazing, not awesome.
I'd agree.
It's the first time we're doing this bit, damn it. Let's get it right.
Okay. Okay. Oh, well, I apologize.
We made the rules up on the fly, so
awesome.
We should at least be able to get them.
Okay.
I thought we were giving one to
this
10
one. This one I actually knew. I'll see if you guys knew this, but I actually knew this one, being the movie buff that I am. Martin Sheen, the actor, original name was Ramon Estevez.
Yeah.
He had two sons, Emilio and Carlos. Emilio kept Estevez, hence Emilio Estevez. Mm-hmm. But Carlos changed his name to Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Okay. Dumb fact.
That's Emilio Estevez, Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, yeah, I know who
they are. Have you not seen the episode of Two and a Half Men where Emilio Estevez was on there and Charlie Sheen's like, "You're like a brother to me"? And Alan's like, "I thought I was your brother." He's like, "No, he's more of a brother than me."
No, I've never seen that episode.
My Lord. Yeah, you need to watch TV a little bit more.
Yeah, dumb fact.
I can't believe I'm actually saying that to you. Wow.
I need you know what we need for the next episode? I want one of those soundboards where I can play all those ridiculous radio sounds. Nah. Like boing.
Oh, you're saying we should get a soundboard?
Yes.
I'll work on that next episode.
Yes. Oh, next episode, I have to be remote. I'm moving to London, so.
That's not a problem.
I'm taking this mic with me.
Whoa. Yeah, that won't be a problem, but I can see what I can do with that. I can probably get some type of
soundboard.
Just make sure they're not copyrighted sounds.
I'm sure there's some royalty-free sounds on the internet.
There's got to be. Yeah. Oh, I know.
Dude, if not, I can make some.
You're gonna make your own sound.
He's gonna be out there. I know he's gonna be out there with a saw,
Y'all know me. Yes, that's exactly what I'm
doing. Dude's just in his yard with all kinds of tools making sounds.
Don't underestimate the power of my tools.
I know you have a shaker rig.
I sold it.
What? You sold the shaker rig?
I'll tell you the story afterward.
Okay. Come on, one more awesome or lame fact. Awesome or dumb fact.
If not, I'm giving more news.
I think we should change it to awesome or lame.
Ooh, awesome or lame. I like that. Awesome or lame.
I don't know, because we're giving the 1 through 10, and it feels about right.
Well, yeah, but we can give the 1 through 10, 1 being lame, 10 being awesome.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Of all the people in history that have reached 65 years of age, half of them are alive right now.
That makes sense.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Half of them are alive right now. And that's why the Social Security system doesn't work.
Oh.
I'm going to give that a interest. I'm going to give that a 5.2. I'm going to give it a 5.2.
Slightly above
average.
Okay. I was going to get 4.8.
Okay. So I'm slightly below.
Okay, here's one that we can end on.
Last one. Okay, Godzilla's footprint is...
They're doing a new one, by the way.
I know, I saw it.
I saw the trailer.
Yes.
If you haven't looked, look at the new Godzilla trailer. It looks absolutely amazing. Really, really good.
Yeah, it's basically Pacific Rim 2.
Kind of, yeah. Do you remember the old black and white actor Charlie Chaplin?
The original
comedian?
Okay. Yes.
Once Charlie Chaplin entered a contest for Charlie Chaplin lookalikes, he came in third.
Yes.
Yes.
I remember that.
That is a known fact and awesome.
Third place. I did not know that, but that is, to me, that's pretty amazing.
Yes. I'm going to give that an 8. I'm going to give that an 8 on the awesome scale.
I would, 8.5, yes.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a huge Charlie Chaplin fan.
Yeah. No. To me, still the most amazing fact. B exploding testicles.
That made 11. Exploding B testicles.
We didn't give a number for that. I'll give 11.
I'm going to give a 10. Yeah, I'm definitely exploding, a solid exploding B testicles.
Exploding B testicles. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So, new bit. I like it.
Yeah.
It's a good way to end.
Awesome or lame?
Awesome. Awesome on the new bit.
Yeah, awesome.
I give it a 10.
New bit is a 10.
New bit is a 10. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great way to end the show.
What about how do we feel about shit you didn't know? Are we just going to call it awesome or lame?
Awesome or lame sounds good.
I like awesome or lame.
Okay, we'll call it awesome or lame. All right, so you heard it here. The new bit, awesome or lame.
Awesome or lame.
And that in itself is awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as always, you can follow us on Twitter at WeLoveNaps. Email us, welovenaps@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. You can find us on Facebook. Once again, in the group, WeLoveNaps there on Facebook.
Do we have our own site yet? WeLoveNaps.com?
We have. It's www.wordpress.com.
No, it's probably welovenaps.wordpress.com.
That's it.
Bam.
There you go.
But if you post a comment, it will not show up.
Really?
It's under moderation.
It has to be approved.
Yeah.
I haven't got a thing saying I needed to approve any.
Yeah, you need to approve two things I've said because I've gave
I've never gotten a thing saying to approve a comment.
welovenaps.wordpress.com.
Yes, you can listen to the show directly there. Or you can always find us in iTunes or in the Windows Marketplace, formerly the Zoom Marketplace.
So if you have thick rim glasses and a satchel bag, then you can find us on iTunes. But if you have like a backpack and are a normal person, you can find us on the Windows
Marketplace. We're out there, basically. We're out there, and all the sites and stuff have links to the others. So just if you find us one place, you can find it just about all the places. So drop us a line.
It's like gonorrhea.
Yeah.
Oh.
Drop us a line. You can tell us you love us. You can tell us you hate us.
Tell us you're from Alabama.
Yes. And if you're from Alabama, I'm sorry.
We're sorry.
I'm sorry that
we're
Adam
so
hates
sorry.
You.
I don't hate you. I just you're from Alabama. You should move.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Drop us a line.